శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 385. ఘట కలశ కుశూల సూచి ముఖ్యైః గగనముపాదిశతైర్విముక్తమేకం భవతి న వివిధం తథైవ శుద్ధం పరమహమాది విముక్తమేకమేత ముక్తమేకమేవ. సో ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక, ఆత్మ వాజ్ కంపేర్డ్ టు స్పేస్ ఆకాశ, అండ్ దట్ ఆకాశ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హీ కనెక్ట్స్ దిస్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక. And as we said earlier, Atma and Akasha have several similarities. But one of them Shankaracharya emphasizes here. And what is that? Even though Akasha is only one undivided whole, because of different containers, it seems to have divided entities into many. For example, like a big pot having a big space, and if you take a very small ant, it may have a small space, maybe a dot space. We even say, use the term, you know, a space is available, that you say a spark space, you know, that kind of a small thing. So this is called, there is seeming division. That is in Sanskrit, this is called aupadhika bhedaha or aupadhika bahutvam, seeming plurality and limitation, etc. They are all there for the akasha, caused by the containers or enclosures. Now Shankaracharya says that consciousness also is exactly the same. It is undivided, it is one, but it seems divided and seems limited also. That is, I have got consciousness pervading my body, and if you take an ant, it has got consciousness pervading its body like a dot of consciousness. As he said, we even use the term spark of consciousness. Then what will be our concept if you hear things like that? Here is no one spark, there is another spark, there is another spark. So in between there is a gap. This is what we will all think. So Acharya says, this idea is only caused by the container or upadhi. Upadhi, medium or container. Here body is the container. Therefore, he says, Gaganam upati shadaihi vimuktam. The space is really free from all the containers, or is unaffected by all the containers or enclosures. Upadi shadaihi means thousands and hundreds of enclosures. Upadi, like what? He gives an example. Gata, kalasha, kusula, suchaihi. So that is suchihi. So Gata and Kalasha are both part only. The only difference is what? Only difference is in their size. Gata is like a bigger part and Kalasha is like a smaller part. We can see only there is no difference in what the kind, but it's only of size. And Kusula means it's a granary, like a barn where you store a lot of grain, very big one. So it's bigger in size. So Kalasha has small space, Gata is slightly larger space, and Kusula, it is much, much bigger than any of those. And suchi means a needle. So especially not the needle itself, the eye of the needle. How much space is there? It's a very small space. A dot of space, just enough to let a thread to go through. So even though the space seems to be many and seems to be limited, because there are so many different sizes and all, really speaking, vimuktam, mukyehi means the space, that, you know, the various spaces, whatever we are talking about. Vimuktam. Vimukta means the space is not affected by any of these enclosures. Whether it is a pot, whether it is a kalasha, whether it is a gata, or whether it is a kusula, whatever it is, the space is only unlimited. No enclosure can slice the space into two or many, because space is space in this side and the space on the other side, and in between what? In between there is, let us say, the wall of the container. If you take a pot or whatever it is, there is a pot space within the pot, and outside the pot also there is space. But in between, what is separating the outside space and the inside space is the wall of the container, and the wall of the container cannot exist by itself. It has to be also in space. So it's only one continuous space. So space is ekam. It is indivisible. Space is non-dual. So swagata beda rahitam ityartha. We have already gone through this. The various sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, all these bedas. So it is swagata beda rahitam. So it does not have internal divisions. Therefore, ekam bhavati. In the third line, this ekam bhavati. So gaganam is the subject of this sentence. Gaganam means space. And no gaganam, so gaganam eva, gaganam ekam bhavati. The gaganam space is only one. And vividam na bhavati. Vividam, space is never many or space is never pluralistic. This is the explanation of the example that he has given. Now he comes to the Atma Tattvam here. Exactly like space, what happens? Shuddham Chaitanyam Api. Shuddham refers to Atma Chaitanyam. So the pure Atma Chaitanyam also is Param. Param means it is beyond all kinds of divisions. So sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, beda, rahitam. Free from all forms of divisions. And ahamadi, vimuktam. I am free from all the four koshas or containers. We can call the koshas or the annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha. All those koshas as containers or enclosures. So aham here means the vijnanamaya kosha. And aham adi padadam, it refers to the other four koshas, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya koshas, and also on. So aham adi means the pancha kosha vimukta. It is free from all the pancha koshas. I am free from all of them, that is unaffected or divided by the pancha koshas. And that is why I am the consciousness within the body. I am the consciousness outside the body. And I, the consciousness, I am there in the same place where the body is present also. So that's how, therefore, how many eyes are there? Ekameva. There is only one eye. I am the non-dual Atma. That's what the shloka says. Continuing, shloka 386.
Shloka 386. ब्रह्मादिस्तंभ पर्यन्ताः मृषा मात्रा उपाधयः ततः पूर्णं स्वमात्मानं पश्येदेकात्मनास्तितम्.
In the previous shloka, Shankara talked about the Advaita Darshana, seeing myself as Advaitam by way of negating Dvaitam or plurality. Here, a question might come that I, the consciousness, may be one. Previously, I thought consciousness are many. Now I know consciousness may be one. Each one having one consciousness. That's what I thought earlier. Now it's one. Even great philosophers like the Sankhyas, they talk about many consciousness. So it's not any unknown thing to us. Now Shankaracharya, he has negated that idea. That's all right. I am the non-dual consciousness. This is called Sajatiya Veda Nishedaha. Vedanta is called Sajatiya Veda Nishedaha. Consciousness is one. Now the doubt is what? Even though consciousness is one, I cannot say still I am Advaitam because there are so many enclosures or so many containers which are the material ones. Just as space may be one, but there are so many containers, so many enclosures. Even though the space or the content is one, in all the containers, still we cannot talk about Advaitam. Because since there are two things now, namely the content, namely the space, and also the container, the enclosure. So again, there is Dvaitam then. So one consciousness and so many body containers are there. So there is one Chetana Tattvam and many Achetana Tattvas. So Chetana, Achetana, division continues. This is called Vijatiya Bhedaha. సో సజాతీయ భేద వి ఆల్రెడీ సా సో దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విజాతీయ భేద. దర్ఫోర్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ దీస్ కంటైనర్స్ దే కెనాట్ బి కౌంటెడ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అట్ ఆల్. Matter cannot be counted along with consciousness, even though matter is experienced. We experienced matter. We can touch the container. We can lift it. We can do all that. Vedanta accepts the experience of material world or matter. But Vedanta says matter cannot be counted along with consciousness. And what is the reason for that? Acharya says, Upadhyaha Mrisha Matraha. Matter does not have an independent existence of its own, and so it does not have reality. We don't deny the experience of matter. We don't even deny the utility of matter. We only deny the reality of matter. And therefore, since matter is mithya, I cannot count a second thing along with the real Atma. For example, one does not count one's shadow along with oneself. Shadow is experienceable, but shadow is not countable. One, for example, in the one's image in the mirror, that is experienceable, but it cannot be countable. Similarly, world is experienceable. We can experience the world, but world is also not countable. Therefore, seeing the world, I should say, I am Advaitam. ద్వైత దర్శనేన సహా అహం అద్వైతం ఇది వదామి. సో ద్వైత దర్శనేన సహా ఈవెన్ దో ఐ సీ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ స్టిల్ అద్వైతం. సో హీ సేస్ బ్రహ్మాది స్తంభ పర్యంతాః ఉపాధ్యాయ ఆల్ ది బాడీస్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బ్రహ్మాజీ. బ్రహ్మాజీ మీన్స్ ఇస్ అ సుపీరియర్ బాడీ క్రియేటర్ or it's a well-defined container, we can say. And stamba, stamba means the lowest form of living being. It's a stamba, it's a microorganism. So, upadayaha, so sharirani, bodies, so mrisha matraha. They are only objects of experience, not to be counted at all. Like for example, dream object of experience. They are tangibly experienced in dream, during the dream. And they are tangibly useful also in dream. If I am thirsty in dream, even though the water in waker state is superior to that, it is of no use to me. I have to only drink the dream water. They are tangibly useful. They are also only during the dream. Even the superior waker's water, as I said, cannot remove the dream thirst. Similarly, the world is experienceable. The world is useful. But like dream water, in spite of utility and experienceability, it is understood as mithya, unreal. So, mrisha matraha, so brahma satyam jagan mithya, aham brahmaiva na paraha. So, tataha purnam svamatmanam pashyet. Tataha means after negating the world as mithya, it is better to retain the world. Actually, when you translate this, one should not try to translate mithya as unreal. It is better to retain the word mithya as mithya, because if we translate the word, it may be confusing. The world is real from the standpoint of view of the waker's body. Like the dream is real from the standpoint of dream. The world is real from the standpoint of waker's body, such as dream world. So, but the world is unreal from the standpoint of Atma. Therefore, the standpoint is important. So, do not translate mithya to unreal without telling the context, the reference. And mithya means what? Useful in its respective plane. If it is a dream plane, it is useful there. If it is the waker's plane, useful there. Therefore, tataha mithyatva nischaya anantaram purnam swamatmanam pashyet. One should see oneself as purnaha. And the ekatmana sthitam, remaining as non-dual atma. A person should be remaining in the non-dual atma. One should be able to say whether this is a mithya prapancha.
Sloka 387. ಯತ್ರ ಭ್ರಾಂತ್ಯ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ತದ್ವಿವೇಕೇ ತತ್ತನ್ಮಾತ್ರಂ ನೈವ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ವಿಭಿನ್ನಂ ಭ್ರಾಂತೇರ್ನಾಶೇ ಭ್ರಾಂತಿ ದೃಷ್ಟಾ ಹಿ ತತ್ವಂ ರಜ್ಜುಸ್ತದ್ವತ್ ವಿಶ್ವಮಾತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ.
The last word is Tad Viveke. Actually, the better reading would be Yat Viveke. Swamiji corrects it also. So, what Shankaracharya says here is, these are essential teachings of Vedanta. It should be very clear. After knowledge, a mithya vastu continues to be available for experience. The world doesn't disappear. It is available still for experience. But since it is not countable, it is mithya. So no one calls this mithya vastu by its name. But the person understands the mithya vastu only by this name, same name of the satya vastu. Therefore, what I termed world before, after jnanam, the very same world in my vision becomes Brahman. Just as what I termed ornament before, after knowledge in my vision, it is nothing but gold only. Because I know ornament does not exist as a substance, because it does not have substantiality. It has got nama, rupa and function. And therefore, for transactional purposes, I use the word bangle, ring, chain, all those I use. But I know they all have got only a transactional experience, existence, but there is no such substance called the bangle or chain or ring. Similarly, in the vision of a wise man, in the vision of a jnani, what exists is Brahman, the only substance is Brahman, and everything else is what? Trayamva, idam, nama, rupam, karma. All of them. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad beautifully defines the world as this. That's what it says. And after understanding the world as non-substantial, even if one uses the world for transaction, one knows that they have only verbal existence and not substantial existence. This he presented as yat yatra brantya kalpitam. Whatever is falsely seen upon a substance, brantya kalpitam. Here the word falsely, that seen upon the substance called Brahman. So because of brantya means because of delusion or confusion. So yatu kalpitam tad viveke, viveke sati, sati saptami again. After wisdom, the very same world loses its substantiality. The substantiality, as it were, is plucked from the world and handed over to what? To Brahman. Whatever we thought world is real, it is plucked from that and given to Brahman. Just as after wisdom, the substantiality of the pot is plucked from the pot. So in my intellect this happens. I know there is no substance called pot. It belongs to only clay. There are two words actually, like clay and pot, but substance is only one, namely the clay. So viveke sati tattan matram bhavati. Means what? Adhishtana matram bhavati. Here, clay matram bhavati. There is no pot, there is no jug, there is no pitcher, any of those things. Tattan matram. Naiva tasmat vibhinnam. There is no world different from Brahman. Just as there is no pot different from clay. There is no world different from Brahman. Tasmat adhishtanat vibhinnam kalpitam nasti. An example is given here. Brantehe nashe sati drishta ahi tattvam rajjuho. That's an example. When a person, he sees a rope snake, because of branti, because of confusion or delusion, after discrimination or viveka, the snake does not exist. He sees that only as rope. Ahi tattvam eva vartate. The substance or inner essence of snake, ahi, snake, that alone exists out of branti, confusion. So the essence is rope, which is the substance actually. but the substantial rope is separated. Ahi, the snake, that loses its substantiality after wisdom. Similarly, tadvat, in the same way, the entire world is reduced into non-substantial nama, rupa and karma. And I, the Brahman alone, remains as the substance. I am the substance of the world and that is the wisdom.
Sloka 388. Swayam Brahma, Swayam Vishnuhu, Swayam Indra, Swayam Shivaha, Swayam Vishwamidam Sarvam, Swasmadanyanna Kinchana.
So in the previous sloka, Shankaracharya said that there is no world other than me. I alone am appearing as the world with varieties of nama, rupa, function and all that. And in this sloka, Shankaracharya says, not only the world, even the devatas, they don't stand as separate as a second entity at all. Even though in the Karmakanda portion of the Vedas, we are used to seeing the devatas as superior beings whose blessings we require all the time and we worship them daily. But once we come to the higher Vedanta, it is not the devatas who bless me. In fact, I am the one who lends existence to the very devatas also. Because if a devata, you know, if the devata is, it is because of the existence and consciousness which have been lent by me alone to them. Therefore, this Vedantic meditator, he says, I alone am all the devatas also. In fact, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is an interesting and very important chapter. There is a beautiful vakyam which, you know, Vamadeva says in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, after wisdom, Brahmava idamagra asit tadatmanameva avet aham brahmasmi iti tasmat tatsarvam abhavat tadyo yo devanam pratyabudhyatam sayeva tadabhavat tata rishinam tata manushyanam tadvaitat pasyan rishir vamadevaha pratipede aham manur abhavagum suryascha iti. I am the devatas also. That aspect Shankaracharya, he brings here from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, actually first section, kind of fourth tenth stroke. Very important mantra. It's called Mahavakya mantra because aham brahmasmi, that mantra is here. It's brought down from there. I am Swayam Brahma, he says. Swayam Brahma, I myself am Brahmaji, the creator with a set of namarupas. Swayam Vishnuhu, I am Vishnu also with another set of namarupa. I appear as Vishnu. And Swayam Indraha, I am Indra also. Actually in Kaivalya Upanishad, we have a similar mantra. Sabrahma Sashiva Sendraha Sokshara Paramaswarat Sayeva Vishnu Sapranaha Sakalognihi Sachandrama. Same idea is given here. So Swayam Indraha, Swayam Shivaha. And Swayam Idam Vishwam. I myself am the entire creation also. And in fact, Swasmat Anyat Kinchana Nasti. There is nothing which exists independent of me. In keeping with this wisdom, we say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parambrahma. They are all based on the idea that Guru has discovered his swarupam, which is Brahmatvam, Vishnutvam, Shivatvam and all that. This is called Sarvatma Bhava meditation. This is Dhyasanam Sarvatma Bhava. So I am everything meditation, we can call it as I am everything. Sloka 389. Antaswayam chapi bahiswayam cha swayam purastat swayameva paschat Swayam hyavachyam swayam apyudichyam tato parishtat swayam apyadastat. The same topic. Acharya is continuing. I am all. Previously, he referred to all the devatas. Now, I am all. not only devatas, everything. So whatever be the description of Brahman, you supply that description to yourself. That's what Acharya says. Because I am Brahman, so whatever are the glories of Brahman, I see those glories as mine. It is very easy to say that Brahman is everything, no problem. It is also easy to say that God is everything, Ishvara is everything, no problem. But what is the difficulty? Is what is wisdom is, I should equally be comfortable to say that I am everything. So Shankaracharya, he applies a mantra from the Mundaka Upanishad. So he says, Brahmaivait Tadamritam Purastat Brahma Paschat Brahma Takshinascha Uttarena Adascha Urdvancha Prasritam Brahmaivedam Vishwamidam Varishtam. That is a mantra in the Mundaka Upanishad. So Acharya is now using that idea in this shloka. The description of Brahman, and Shankaracharya applies it to myself. He says, Swayam Antaha Swayam Bahihi Cha. People ask me my address. What is your address? How can I give my address? Can I give my address as, you know, I'm living in Skillman Prison, whatever it is? He says, I am inside the house. I am outside also. Simultaneously, that is most important. I can be inside and outside at different times, but how can I be inside and outside simultaneously? Swayam purastatam swayameva paschad. I am in front, in the eastern side. Generally, in scriptures, the word front refers to the eastern side. Because in the Karmakanda, all the ritualistic sections, most of the rituals are done facing the east. So purastatam. And paschat. Paschat in front of east, you know, the back is the western side. If in front is east, front side, the back should be western side. So I am that. And swayam hi of avachyam, avachi, that means southern side, dakshinataha. So along with the, again, Mundaka Upanishad mantra that we just read, so avachyam, avachyam means, you know, ikara, avachi, that is ikarantaha, strilingaha. So avachi shabdaha, so that is avachi, so saptami ekavachana. So it goes along with the direction. Actually in Sanskrit, direction is feminine gender. So avachyam dishi ahamasmi. So dishi is understood, we have to supply that. Dishi means the direction. And swayam api udichyam. We have already covered actually three directions now. So it should be, so this is called Parishesha Nyayena, Udichyam should refer to northern side. That is the only thing remaining. This is called Parishesha Nyaya in Tarka. So I alone am north also. Then what should be top and bottom? Tata Uparishta, I am above also. And Swayamapi Adastad, I am below also. In short, I am everywhere. That's what it means. I am all. Shloka 3.
Shloka 390. Taranga pena brahma buddhudadi sarvam swarupena jalam yatha tatha chideva deha adyahamantametat sarvam chideva ikarasam vishuddham.
So the same idea continues here. Shankaracharya, he gives an example to clarify this idea. So for example, if you imagine a wave or a bubble in the ocean, and that wave or bubble is capable of thinking, it's a rational, it's a good, a thinking, a wave with a thinking faculty, then what it will say, I am a wave located here and I am different from the ocean, I am different from the bubble, froth and all those things. But imagine the very same wave that has understood that I am nothing but water. If the wave understands that it is nothing but water, then the wave loses its location. It loses its limitation due to location. I am everywhere in the ocean because I am water. Not only I am everywhere, I am everything also. I myself am water. I appear as wave. I myself appear as bubble. I myself appear as the ocean also. Even the ocean does not exist separate from me because it is all water. Who says? The wave says. See what a courage the wave should have to say that the ocean does not exist separate from me. When the wave says like that, how do we understand the statement? Superficially, it may appear maybe even as the arrogance of the wave, but the statement is true if understanding is correct. So ocean is also mithya, namarupa only. There is no such thing called ocean other than water. So Shankaracharya says, if a miserable, lowly wave can make such a statement that there is nothing other than water, there is myself. Similarly, the so-called miserable jiva can shift the I from the jiva, this thing, to chaitanyam. He can think this is chaitanyam and say, I am everything. So he has to only shift the namarupa to chaitanyam and say, I am everything. This is neither arrogance, nor delusion, nor sacrilege also, but wisdom. Because there are several bhakti-based thought schools, bhakti-based schools, you know, or philosophies. What do they say generally? The Advaitin is making a sacrilegious statement, because the Advaitin says, there is no Ishvara separate from me. And he even goes to the extent that Ishvara himself has got Satta, existence and Spurti, because from me, the Chaitanyam. And why he says like that? Because if he takes the superficial personality of the person, then the statement appears to be sacrilege. But if it is understood in the height, it is the height of wisdom that is given very beautifully here. Taranga Pena Brahma Budbudadi. Budbudadi. This is the example part. Tarangaha. Tarangaha means wave. And Tarangam and Pena means foam. Foam is, you know, the froth or something. That is why in Sanskrit they call a soap as penakam. Penakam means penam, penam janayati iti penakam. That which produces the foam or froth. And Brahmaha. Brahmaha is like a whirlpool. Here also one has to be careful. The word Brahmaha has different meaning in different contexts. Confusion also is called confusion is called a whirlpool. How? Because confusion also goes round and round, and so is whirlpool. Then budbudaha. Budbudaha means a bubble. This is actually, they call it as, you know, anamotropic word that is based on its very nature. That is what budbudaha. This is called, but it is, you know, it's the sound. It is the sound that bubble makes, you know, bud 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 bud. You know, it makes that kind of a sound. Adi. Adi means, example is like a river, all those things, etc. Well, all those things are also water. So, swarupena, all of them, all these are essentially swarupena jalam only. They are all water only. That means they don't exist separate from water. They are mithya only. Tatha, in the same way, chideva etat, one chaitanyam, chit alone, in the form of jiva, in the form of jagat, in the form of devatas, they are all there. Not only at the macro level, at the individual micro level also, both samashti and vyashti. Chaitanyam alone appears as the various koshas, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, all those koshas. Dehadi, aham, antam. Dehadi. Dehadi means what? Annamaya koshaha, the body. Aham. Again, one has to be here carefully saying, we should know in this context, aham means the vijnanamaya kosha. From annamaya kosha to vijnanamaya kosha, or the ahankara. Because vijnanamaya kosha is the ahankara. So, dehadi ahamantam means from the annamaya kosha to vijnanamaya kosha, yetate. All these sarvam chideva. Everything is chit only. And in short, in the creation, ekarasam vishuddham Chideva Sarvam. In the third line, he talks about the micro world. And in the fourth line, he talks about the macro world. Fourth, he is talking here. So Sarvam. Sarva means Samasta. Samasta Prapancha. The entire, you know, Samasti Prapancha. Api. Not only the four koshas at the Vesti level, but the whole universe at the Samasti level also. Sarvam Api. Vishuddham ஏகரசம் ஏகம் தேவ ஆல் சுத்த சைத்தன்யம் ஒன்லி விசுத்தம் ஏகரசம் ஏகம் தேவ அண்ட் சித் சித் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஐ மை செல்ஃப் இன் மெடிடேஷன் இன் நித்தியாசனம் வி ஹவ் டு ரீப்ளேஸ் த வேர்ட் சித் வித் அகம் ஐ ஆம் எவ்ரி திங் this is I am all this is I am all meditation we can call it as this is I am all meditation is this so sarvatma bhava dhyanam that is the dhyanam that is the nidhyasanam sarvatma bhava which requires lot of conviction to think lot of understanding and conviction to believe shloka 390
shloka 391 சதேவேதஸர்வம் ஜகதவகதம் வாங்மனசயோஹோ சதோன்யன்னாஸ்த்யேவ ப்ரக்ருதிசீம்னி ஸ்திதவதஹ ப்ருதக்கிம் மிருத்ஸ்நாயாஹ கலஷகடகும்பாத்யவகதம் வதத்யேஷ ப்ராந்தஹ த்வமஹமிதி மாயாமதிரயா
In all these shlokas, Shankaracharya's aim is what? He is not introducing any new topic. He is not giving any new topic at all, new knowledge. Because all the essential features of Vedanta have been already taught in so many shlokas earlier. He only wants to selectively choose some of the important topics which have to be brought to the surface of the mind at the time of Nididhyasana. Because that is very important. Because during Nididhyasana, there should be no confusion or any new knowledge should be sought. So this is only helping the recollection in our memory. So no new idea is conveyed. He says, Sarvam Jagat Idam Sadeva. This whole creation is nothing but Sat Brahma. And the moment he uses the word Sat, then what he does? He brings the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. As I told, in all these things he is doing so much of elucidation from various places of various Upanishads. So from Chantogya Upanishad, sixth chapter, which begins with Sadeva Saumyagidamagra Asit. We have seen this thing earlier also. There Brahman is called by the name Sat. So he brings that here. Idam Sarvam Jagat Sadeva. And Vang Manas, and which begins with Sadeva, Sadeva Saumya in the Chantogya. And Vang Manasayoho Avagatam. Which is known with the help of vak and manas, which is objectified or comprehended with the help of vak and manaha. And this is a peculiar adjective here, which can be taken as an adjective for the world also or for Brahman also, both. Both ways it can be interpreted. For example, we'll see both of them. First we will take the world, which is comprehended by vak and manaha. Because the world is known through the mind with the help of sense organs, right? Not only that, world is describable through words also. So, vang manasa vishayaha, that is the word. So, vang manasa yoho, that should be converted to, actually, tritiya vibhakti here. So, vang manasa abhyam avagatam, that which is comprehended through words and mind. And that is true also. And here we have to understand that vak and manas are as ordinary speech and ordinary mind. Because we are going to use a vishesha speech and vishesha mind later. So this is just simply speaking, this is the ordinary word, ordinary meaning of the vak and manas. And the same expression that can be taken as an adjective to Brahman also. This world, which is comprehended through ordinary speech and ordinary mind, is nothing but Brahman, which is comprehended through mind and speech only, but not ordinary speech and ordinary mind, through an extraordinary speech and mind. And what do we mean by extraordinary speech? It means Guru Shastra Vakyam, that is not ordinarily available in either physics or chemistry textbooks. With the help of this Guru Shishya Upadesha coming from Guru Shastra Upadesha coming from the Guru and Shastra and also comprehended through extraordinary mind. So what is the extraordinary mind? that mind which is already a qualified mind, sadhana chatushtaya sampannam manaha, such a mind, who is an adhikari, such a person, drishyate tu agriyaya buddhya sukshmaya sukshma darshibihi. That's what we can say, world is comprehended through mind and speech, and Brahman is comprehended through mind and speech with different meaning, ordinary and extraordinary here. Therefore, the commentator, actually Swami Chandrasekhara Bharati Mahaswaminaha, one of the Acharya Sringeri Mahasamsthanam, who wrote the commentary for Viveka Chudamani, he says, Vang Manasayoho Swagat Avagatam Jagate, Vang Manasayoho Avagatam Brahmaiva Bhavati. That's what he writes. So, this is only an interesting expression here. But the essential point is what? World is nothing but Brahman. That is what we are trying to control here. And that means what? Sataha Anyat Nastyeva. There is nothing other than Sat Brahma. There is no Jiva separate from Brahman. There is no Jagat, not even Ishvara separate from Brahman. Anyat Nastyeva. Eva is again emphasis. And what type of Brahman it is? Prakriti para simni sitavataha sataha. So, this is the explanation of Brahman. Prakriti para sima. Para sima means what? Ultimate. It is the ultimate material cause. Sima is the boundary. So, it is the ultimate material cause is that. Para sima means the ultimate limit. And we can call it the pinnacle or the apex. And prakriti. Prakriti is the upadana karanam. The material cause. We already know all this upadana karanam and instrumental cause and all that we know. So, prakriti parasima means the ultimate material cause. Brahman is that. And why do we use the word ultimate material cause? Because we have the other non-ultimate material cause all over. For example, if you take a desk, this desk, then the wood is the material cause for this desk. Correct? That is true. And the tree is the material cause for the wood. And the earth is the material cause for the tree. But not the material, ultimate material cause, because the earth itself is born out of water. And water is not ultimate cause also, because water is born out of Agni. That is the material cause. And so the ultimate material cause is defined as that material cause which is never is an effect. All others, the cause and effect relationship, which doesn't have an effect at all, which does not have another material cause. In short, the causeless cause, that is called the ultimate material cause. So, karana rahita karanam, or mula karanam, we can call it. This is also discussed in the Mundaka Upanishad. So, yasmin vijnate sarvamidham vijnatam bhavati. By knowing this, sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. In this sloka, the ultimate cause is called prakriti parasimni stitatvat brahman. That's what it is. Sthitavat means remaining at the top of the material cause. Prakriti parasimni sthitavat. Sthitavat means the one that remains at the top of the material cause. So, in its, actually again it's a panchami vibhakti. So, sthitavat shabdaha. So, takaranta napumsakalingaha actually. So, sthitavat shabdaha panchami vibhakti ekvachana. So, that's all for only the grammar people. So, adjective to sadaha. And the word sadaha is also again panchami vibhakti here. So takaranta napumsakalingaha ekavachanam, because it is followed by anyat. So in Sanskrit, whenever the word anyat comes, that nearby word should be the fifth case, the panchami vibhakti. So there is nothing beyond Brahman. And why does Shankara mentions that here? Remember, he will not make any casual statement at all. That is Shankaracharya's greatness. Whatever he says, there must be some significance. And Shankaracharya says here, Brahman is the ultimate cause, because he wants us to remember the law. It's a very important law. There is no effect that exists separate from the cause. Cause and effect. No effect that exists separately. No ornament exists separate from gold. No furniture exists separate from wood. So if Brahman is the ultimate cause, and everything including space and time have come from Brahman, then we can be convinced that there can be no world separate from Brahman. Therefore, this kind of adjective, there is a special name for it. This is called హేతు గర్భ విశేషణం, స్పెషల్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ కాల్ హేతు గర్భ విశేషణం. సో ప్రకృతి పర సీమ్ని స్థితవత ఇట్ ఈస్ ది హేతు గర్భ విశేషణం ఫార్ సత. అండ్ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ గివ్స్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆల్సో టు సపోర్ట్ ఇట్. సో మృత్స్నాయ పృథక్ కలశ ఘట కుంభాది అవగతం కిమ్, ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ దట్ క్వశ్చన్. స్టిల్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ క్వశ్చన్. సో క్యాన్ యూ ఎవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ పాట్ ఎట్సెట్రా సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ క్లే? మృత్స్నా మీన్స్ క్లే. సో మృదేవ మృత్స్న. అండ్ వై కాంట్ యూస్ ద వర్డ్ మృద్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అగైన్ ఛందస్ మీటర్, సింపుల్ వర్డ్స్. సో మృత్స్న కలశ ఘట కుంభ, ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ దే ఆల్ ఇండికేట్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ సైజెస్. వీ హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దాట్ థింగ్. సో వీ హవ్ సీన్ దిస్ బిఫోర్. ఆల్ ఆర్ ఎర్దర్న్ వేర్ ఓన్లీ ప్రోడక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ క్లే. సో కుంభాది, కుంభాది ఇట్ ఈస్ టూ, యాక్చువల్లీ టూ సెపరేట్ వర్డ్స్. సో కుంభాది పృథక్ అవగతం కిమ్, పృథక్ పృథక్ మీన్స్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ క్లే, అవగతం కిమ్, క్యాన్ యూ ఎవర్ కాంప్రిహెండ్? ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ క్వశ్చన్ యాక్చువల్లీ, ఇట్ కంటైన్స్ ద ఆన్సర్ ఇన్ ఇట్. వన్ క్యాన్ నెవర్ నో పార్ట్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ క్లే, దట్స్ ఆన్సర్. సో ది వన్ క్యాన్ నెవర్ నో. అండ్ దెన్ హౌ కమ్ పీపుల్ యూజ్ దెన్ ప్లూరాలిటీ? Shankaracharya says there is no confusion, there is a lot of confusion in the mind, and therefore it is seen. Brantaha vadati, a confused person only says. And how he is brantaha, how he became a confused person? Maya madiraya, everyone is drunk with a liquor called maya. Madira means liquor. The liquor in the form of maya has made everyone drunk. Shankaracharya says in actually in another work also, the whole world, the earth, is a mental hospital. He says, you know, so Brantalayam vata janaha viharanti. Brantalayam means mental hospital, the whole world. And what does he say? Yeshaha tvam aham. Three words in quotation we have to put. Yeshaha means this person. Tvam means you. Aham means I. In English he says plurality as third person, second person, first person. Plurality he sees in this manner. In other words, he sees division as if a person who is drunk, for him, you know, everything will appear, two, three and all. They are seen by the deluded person. And in Vedantic meditation, I knock off this Tvam, the Aham and the Yeshaha. And here the word Aham means what? Ahankara. Ahankara Rupa Aham. So this small I, the crooked I, that is talked about here, Ahankara, which is different from Tvam and Yeshaha. And one has to own up the bigger I, Aham, which does not have any division at all. In meditation, you knock off the small crooked I and see the big I, Aham, the division-free I. And here also, in the first line, he says, Sadeva Idam. He said, in meditation, the Sat must be translated as Aham. Therefore, I alone am everything. There is nothing other than me because I am the ultimate material cause.
Sloka 392. క్రియా సమభిహారేణ యత్ర నాన్యదితి శ్రుతిః బ్రవీతి ద్వైతరాహిత్యం మిథ్యాధ్యాస నివృత్తయే.
హి ఫీల్స్ హి మస్ట్ గివ్ ది సపోర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ వేద, దట్ ఇస్ ద శ్రుతి, ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఐడియాస్. బికాస్ otherwise what will happen, it will become, it may be understood, misunderstood as another Shankaraism, some idea coming from him. So he says, I am everything is not an arrogant statement of an illiterate person, but this is the teaching of the Upanishad. And so one does not need to feel bad, even does not have to feel bad even to say I am God, I am everything. So without any complex, he can make that statement. In the Shruti, in the Upanishads particularly, there are hundreds of such statements. Like what? Aham vrikshas yareriva. Taittiriya Upanishad. Aham annam, aham annam, aham annam, aham annadaha. All anna. So they are all in Taittiriyam. Mayyeva sakalam jatam. Mayyisarvam pratishtitam. That is another one. So hundreds of such statements are there all over the Upanishads. Now Shankaracharya, he gives one example from the Chandogya Upanishad again, from what is known as a topic Bhuma Vidya, 7th chapter. There is a very, very important statement there. Yatra nanyat pasyati, nanya shrunoti, nanyat vijanati, saha Bhuma. So there Brahman is termed as Bhuma. That is what is there. That is why in that second, 7th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, the teaching is called Bhuma Vidya. That is what it is taught there. And the most important statement in this particular thing is what? And there is the Bhuma Vidya, this statement. And actually in the previous chapter, 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, that is also equally important. Actually, that's more important even. In that chapter, Brahman is known as Sat. So in the previous shloka, Acharya used the word Sat. So what we have to appreciate is, wherever Shankaracharya, whatever he writes, he has some Upanishad or something around, some concept from the Upanishad moving around him. So in the previous shloka, he had Sadeva Idam. That's what he said, Satyeva. So in the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad also, where Brahman is called the Sat, that is, there it is known as Sadvidya. In 7th chapter of Chandogya, it is called the Bhuma Vidya. In the 6th chapter of Chandogya, it is called Sadvidya. And the most important statement of the 6th chapter of Chandogya is Tat Tvam Asi. That is the Mahavakyam of Chandogya Upanishad of Samaveda. So Saya Yeshoni Maitatim Atmyam Idagam Sarvam Tat Satyagam Satma Tattvamasi Shweta Ketoho. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is given here. And in the 7th chapter, the important statement is given. So Yatra Nanyat Pashyati Nanyat Shrunoti Nanyat Vijanati Sa Bhuma. So that's what is given in the 7th chapter of Chandogya. So Brahman is that in which one does not see any object at all. It is the very subject in which one does not see any object in the form of Nanyat Pashyati. Pashyati means an object of the eyes. Nanyat Shrunoti, object of ears. Nanyat Vijanati, object of the mind. So one doesn't see any of them. So Brahman is that in which a person does not see any object of any sense organ or mind. The Upanishad then would have easily said, one does not see any object. It would have just said that and stopped. But it wants to emphasize. So this is called Kriya Samabiharaha. In the word is used here, Kriya Samabiharaha. So different from, this is different forms of verb. They are all mentioned here. In what form? Na pashyati, na shrunoti, na vijanati, all of them. So iti shrutihi vadati. This is what the shruti says, Veda says, Upanishad says. And incidentally, this statement has created also some misconception. We have to be again careful. It is said here that Brahman is that in which no object is seen. And some people would conclude in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi also Brahman is there. That alone Brahman is there where one does not see any object. In all other things you see so many objects. And therefore they interpret that Brahman obtains in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi only. Yeah, there is no object in that Samadhi. No, that's not the correct interpretation. If Brahman is obtaining only in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, then Brahman will be what? Brahman will be time bound. So remember, Brahman is that in which no object is seen as reality. Therefore, even in Jagradavastha, even in the vehicle state, Brahman is there and whatever I see is not Satyam. That is Brahman. That's what it means. Iti Shrutihi Vadati. And by this statement, what is revealed? Dvaita Rahityam Bhavati. So, Braviti. Dvaita Rahityam Braviti. By such an important statement, Shruti statement, the absence of Dvaitam, duality is revealed. Dvaita Rahityam means absence of duality. Shruti is the subject. So, Braviti, that is the verb. So, Shrutihi, Dvaita Rahityam Braviti. For what purpose? Mithyadhyasa Nivrittaya, for the sake of the elimination of Mithya Prapancha, for the sake of negation of the Mithya Prapancha. the mithya world, mithya universe, for the sake of elimination of them, it is saying, Srutihi dvaita rahityam braviti. And what do we mean by negation of the mithya prapancha? It is not the negation of the perception. One has to be careful. It is not the negation of the perception. Let the perception continue. Negation of the reality that I have intellectually attributed. I should not attribute reality to the world. Therefore, I have to change the way of my thinking. I can continue my perception of the world. Nothing is wrong. That is fine. One need not stop the perception. But the reality that you have attributed to that world, that only has to be negated. And that is what the Shruti says. So allow the world. Convert, for example, the tiger into a paper tiger. The world then will not harm you, will not threaten you. You will not have any effect by the world. Because one knows, Aham Brahma Asmi, and the world is a mithya vastu. That is what Acharya emphasizes here, and we can see more in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arnamastu Narayana.